That's the sound of the commuter train from Manhattan pulling into Middletown Station, just as it does almost two dozen times every weekday. The passengers step onto the platform and head to their cars in the parking lot for the short ride home. Nothing could be more routine, which is just how many of Middletown's 60,000 residents like their life. For them, this sprawling, leafy township is comfortable, family-friendly, and safe in ways that New York City, where most of them work, could never be. But that sense of security was broken on September 11th, says Patrick W. Parkinson, Middletown, New Jersey's current mayor.
Middletown train station is kind of the hub of our town for transportation. Over 2,000 people a day take the train, which is like one out of every 10 households sends somebody to the train station in town. And it's right near our town hall, and it was a very empty feeling that night when you saw a couple hundred cars still there. And it made a person like myself wonder, how many people did we really lose in the tragedy?
Regular coffee.
In all, 36 Middletown residents lost their lives in the attacks in New York. Middletown Police Chief John Pollinger clearly saw the smoke from the Twin Towers and smelled the concrete, electric wire, and human beings as they burn. At a local family-run Italian restaurant, he likens his town to a giant puzzle.
Everybody that's moved here has brought something to the town. And when you have so many pieces of the puzzle ripped out suddenly, no matter who moves back into the town or moves in to replace them, the puzzles is never going to be the same. I carry each and every one of those people with me every day. And that's the way we that's the way we honor their memory. That's where the turmoil comes in as a police officer, because you're helpless to do anything at that point to help the person, and that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to make things better, and sometimes you just can't.
Yeah, you know, I find it a little harder to laugh sometimes. Sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night thinking about it still.
That's Detective Sergeant Joe Capriotti. His task is to notify the relatives when the remains of a loved one are discovered. Just yesterday, he told a mother that her son had been found.
The families get, I think they have mixed emotions. Yes, they want to be able to put this to rest, and they want to have some closure and be able to bury their loved ones. But by the same token, they're only finding pieces and parts of their loved one. They don't have a body to bury. Sometimes it's a hand, sometimes it's a shin bone. I don't think they want to remember their people like that. They want to remember the good times and not the violence in which they died.
Our waitress, Tony Marletta, has been listening. Her husband worked across the street from the World Trade Center, but happened to stay home in Middletown on the morning of September 11th. Many of Ms. Marletta's regular customers were not so lucky. A year later, she says, many of their spouses are not coping well, especially as the anniversary of their tragedy approaches.
And they talk to us, they cry to us, you know. Yeah, they'll come here, they'll have like a favorite thing they used to order for a dessert or something, and then, you know, they'll just, things like that, like certain dishes or specials will run or set them off. You know, I have a woman that comes in and always orders the wine that our husband used to get. You know, she always says to me, what wine did Peter get? That's the wine I want, you know?
What do you think's going to happen with the future?
I have no clue.
At a football practice, attended by hundreds of Middletown children and their parents, the horrors of September 11th might seem far away. But even those who did not lose a family member or a friend have been affected by the presence of insecurity and mourning around them. Reconnecting with others has been one way to get through the crisis. For Tracy Rogers and Janet DeLuey, two founders of a group called Middletown Families Aiding Victims of Terror, that connection has come through service.
Two of my girlfriends lost their husbands, and that's why I got involved. And it wasn't about just writing a check, it was personal, and you made a difference in their lives. So I do think that everybody does want to make a difference.
These families don't have their children, their husbands coming home, and it breaks my heart to see what these young women are doing with their children. I mean, it breaks my heart that they have to go through this alone. So we decided to give them some immediate assistance, support, anything they needed.
Children have their own fears to deal with. 12-year-old Daniel Solner, who is here to watch his brother play, has a close friend down the road whose father died at the World Trade Center.
I had a bad dream that Bin Laden had sent people to blow up my school when I was inside it. And that was the bad dream. Like, I worried about that for days afterwards. And because I was really afraid. So.
Are you afraid now?
I think I'm a little bit more comfortable, but you do get that feeling once in a while that something bad is going to happen. When your country has been affected by something like this, everybody goes through a change.
Everybody now views their life a little bit differently. Now my husband's getting home for the football games and trying to be a little bit more family involved. And I think a lot of men are reviewing what's important to them. They prioritize. They're not saying, you know, like the job is the end all. You know what? Your family is the end all. That's what's important.
Yeah, you never know when it's going to end, so you just have to enjoy what you got when you have it.
A memorial garden is being planned to honor the Middletown men and women who died on September 11th. It will include benches dedicated to the healing and reflection of those who remember them. I'm Adam Phillips in Middletown, New Jersey.
Hey, guys, I'm going to call play. Devin Power on one.